friends.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Everyone, welcome to America Trends on the U2 America TV network and Biz Talk Radio. I'm Amy Fuller. We're glad you're with us for the hour. Coming up, hey, did you know it's the 20th anniversary of when The Sopranos debuted, the mega HBO hit. So 20 years now, the cast have been getting together, giving interviews and talking about just how meaningful it is. And tonight here on America Trends, tonight or today, if you're listening during the day, whichever, Vincent Pastore, who played Salvador Bumbacero, will be with us to talk about what it was like to be with that iconic show and what he's doing now. Also, Tom DelVicaro of Political Vanguard will be here with the political headlines of the day, including news of a new caravan and Nancy Pelosi telling President Trump he should postpone the State of the Union address. That is ahead. Trending, U.S. troops are among those dead after a suicide attack in Syria. ISIS has claimed responsibility. A suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest detonated it in the middle of a busy street market. Around 16 killed in all, at least four said to be U.S. service members. Before this attack, two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Syria since the start of the campaign there in 2014. Approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria right now. Meanwhile, a new caravan is on its way to the U.S.'s southern border. It is coming from Honduras, some 2,000 people at last report. They departed Monday night and are headed here. TV cameras caught shots of them huddled together, waving Honduran flags. They could reach the U.S.-Mexican border within weeks. Already, they have the first caravan of some reported three caravans. Has crossed into Guatemala. A number of arrests as they cross, some of those with criminal records, and one of the organizers has been arrested, charged with rape. Kirsten Nielsen says Homeland Security is monitoring the situation. We are hearing news that Sears might make it after all. There has been trending on Twitter. It is avoiding liquidation, keeping stores open as late negotiations come in. As Chairman Edward Lampert won the bankruptcy auction with a $5.2 billion bid. So we'll see what happens now to the about 400 stores still open. Stay tuned. Vinny Pastore of The Sopranos is with us talking about 20 years, their anniversary, coming up on America Trends.
All right. This is Fat Man.
Who?
You know.
Sal?
I just heard about they're going to jack a load of these Pokemon cards. Moltisanti and another individual.
Good, where?
I don't know yet. I should ascertain, right?
Excuse me, dear. You are a cooperating witness, Sal. You wear a wire, that's what you do.
So ask around, see what you can find out.
But I in no way want you going along on any hijack.
You hear me?
We let you earn, but no violent crimes, right?
Okay.
Searchlight Diner, 5:15 a.m. Subject is still not left location. Sun coming up.
How do you tell the fake or the real?
5:16 a.m. Subjects departing Searchlight Diner.
Have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't gonna cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Come into the house.
I got your word. If I walk in there, I'm walking back out.
I don't see you for all this time. No word. Nothing. And this is the way you come back to me?
Do I got your word?
Coffee?
No.
You look good. Tan.
Yeah, right.
The tan ghost.
You're a good guy, Tony.
It is the series that sort of ushered in a whole new golden era of television and film, for that matter. And tonight, we are so pleased to welcome to America Trends the man who played Salvador Bopincero. He is Vincent Pastore from New York tonight. And Vincent, this is so neat to see this 20 years of The Sopranos. Does it seem like it's been that long?
No, it doesn't. I just don't know how fast time goes by. It's amazing. I mean, I got gray hair, but I don't know. I don't feel 20 years older.
It just sort of, it does make you feel like, how did it go by so fast? And
Yeah. You
probably can't help but look back and think about, you know, it did a lot. You were already doing a lot of great things, but it did so much for your career. Can we just go back and talk about how you got the part of Salvador Bopincero on The Sopranos?
We're not going to say the other name. Okay.
You can say it, Vinny.
I was called in by Georgiana Walken. I was in with Tony Sirico and Dominic Chinez at the same time. We were up for different roles. We just had a big hit on HBO with Gotti, starring Armand Assante, and I played Angelo Ruggiero. I guess they were interested in some mob actors out of New York. And I read, and about 2 weeks later, they made an offer, and they signed me up. I had a 7-year contract, but I only wind up staying on the show for about 2 years, but that's what happens in show business, you know.
Yeah, in a mob show. You got whack, I'm sorry to say. Spoiler alert.
You know, everybody was saying, why did Vinny leave the show so soon? And David defended himself, and still defends himself, by saying, it's not realistic that he would have wanted to witness protection. We had the guys had to get rid of him. And the other night when we were doing our 20th year anniversary for HBO down in New York City, I addressed this. They addressed me with this question: how did I feel that I only had 2 years? And I looked at Dave and I said, David Chase, you wrote such a rich, strong character for me for 2 years. I was able to walk away from that, and that series became my calling card for future work. So, you know, you could be on a show for 2 years and have an impact, or you could be on a show for 5 years and not have an impact. And I'm glad I did the 2 years.
I was just going to mention that, and we're talking about creator David Chase, whom you mentioned. But I had to go back and see, because we were looking at the episode where you got whacked on the boat, not in the face, please. And you do forget that you were there only two seasons, because it seems like you were there. You did make an impact. It seems like your legacy goes sort of all the way through. So when did you and the whole cast sort of know this is blowing up, this is big, this is The Sopranos?
We didn't realize that until it aired for 1 year. So you film 13 episodes, you give it to HBO, they run it, and then we go back a year later to film the second season. So while we were filming the second season, the first season already had hit, the public, and that's when we started to realize something was happening. But while we were filming the first season, hardly anybody was coming to the set. We didn't have any stalkers or, you know, anything like that.
I guess you must now, then.
We have now. You want to hear a funny story? I was... My home phone rang the day after the Soprano event in New York. And I said, hello. And they said, this guy said, hi, I'm so-and-so from France. I said, how'd you get my number? And he said, I go, you know, I have a bottle of wine. I couldn't give it to you last night. Can I come to your house? I says, no. I says, no. He says, but I have a bottle of wine. I came from France. I said, well, give it to somebody else. I don't know you. You can't come to my house. And I think that's funny.
That is. It's so telling. When you get something like that, it really does. Oh, there you are with them. There's just so many great names on the show. And what was it like on the set? Was it fun? Was it like a brotherhood, a family?
Yeah, and it's still a brotherhood. I mean, we talked about this the other night, and the fact that myself and Michael Imperioli and Steve Schirripa were on this tour. We're going around the country. We're doing the Borgata February 9th in Atlantic City. Then we're doing the Fountain Blue in Miami in March. Then we're doing Westbury Music Fair in Long Island. And then we go to Australia. And it's the three of us run around. And we go to theaters. And they put a band up. And after the band's done, they show clips from Sopranos. And we meet our fans. And I think that's so cool 20 years later.
It really is, and I saw one of the networks had a lot of the cast members on, the males and females, not just the people you run around with, because you have your...
NBC, right. NBC taped us for the Today Show. They were at the event, and we went there early, and they taped us for that. That was so cool.
You have more great memories, right? But you have a big gig tomorrow night. I'm sad I've only got a minute left with you, but I know you have a big gig Thursday night with your gangster squad.
No, I have about 5 minutes left with you. I run around with a band. It's fun. It's fun. It's, you know, I don't get rich doing that. It's fun.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night I have a show. Tonight I'm heading into the city. We have the Light of Day Foundation, which I'm a part of. But you know, it's almost like I'm able to do at this time in my life things that I always wanted to do and didn't have the opportunity to do, and now I can do it. Like I teach. I just had a student at my house for a session for an hour, and I teach down at the HB Studios in New York City at a workshop. And I'm just doing what I really want to do now, you know, teaching, singing, acting, doing some comedy, running around the country, going to Australia, talking to you. It's so fun.
It's a great life. Vincent, hang on. We're going to hold you over. Talk about, this is you at Bullets Over Broadway. We'll be right back with Vincent Pastore after this.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
We got any good tequila? Down in Puerto Rico. 26. I'll tell you this broad. Her ass was the second coming. Never wore. Brush her teeth with this. Every night she'd drink me under the table. When I was down there.
Even really exist?
Fucked up. On the face, okay? Give me that. Huh? Keep my eyes?
You were like a brother to me. To all of us.
Yeah. Started feeling that too. My inner rib balance is off.
What?
Jesus Christ. I gotta sit down. I feel like I can't stand. Is that okay, Tony? Did I sit?
You know, I don't know if everybody got into The Sopranos as soon as it started, but pretty soon there was a buzz 20 years ago this month when it first debuted on HBO. And tonight we're so glad to have an original cast member with us, Vincent Pastore, who played Salvador Bompensero. And welcome back, Vinny. Thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
So what was it like? You guys meet up regularly because you do gigs with some of the friends. But last week, everyone was sort of brought together to do some TV appearances. And it had to be just so fun to reminisce and say, boy, can you believe we were part of this and it's been 20 years?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people had tears in their eyes because Jimmy was with us, including myself.
Sure.
Yeah, so here you get 20 years later, and also Frank Vincent, who was a dear friend of mine, who played Phil Leotardo. But Jimmy missed so much, his family was there. It's like what I was telling the press, it's exciting, but it's also, it's bittersweet, because as you move on in life, we lose a lot of people we love, and it's hard, some of my memories, my father was a big, big fan of watching the show every Sunday night, it's just hard sometimes when you realize that 20 years goes by and not everybody's with you anymore, because that's life. We get older,
Yeah.
Okay, I hope they didn't get you depressed.
Well, it's like they said in the finale, something about celebrating the good times while you can. And I don't know, I sort of want to ask you about the day you were on the boat with, who's there? Pauly Walnuts, James Gandolfini's character, Tony Soprano, of course.
Jimmy, Tony Sirico, and Lil Steven. We shot that scene. We did some exteriors down at Asbury Park. Then we did the interior at Silver Cup Studios, the interior of the boat. They built the replica, And then we did an exterior shot at Jones Beach when they threw the body bag in the water.
Yeah.
So it took us three different sequences to put that last scene together. A lot of time, almost a whole week.
Oh, man, I bet that was emotional.
Yeah, but you love it when you're working. That's one of the things about an actor. You're waiting for the phone to ring. You're waiting for your agent to get you an audition. Then when you get the job, you can't wait to get to work. I mean, that's what it is. No matter how old you are, no matter how many jobs you got on your belt, you want to work. Fortunately, I have a lot on my plate, so I'm always busy at home. But I know a lot of people sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. So I tell them, come to my class. I have a lot of working actors in my class. Some guys are better than me. But what happens is that they come in and they can stretch. They can it's like a gym. Keeps them busy. And you wind up getting more work. That's what it is.
You have to work that muscle. Talking to Vincent Pastore, Sal Bombancero on The Sopranos, here on America Trends on Biz Talk Radio and the U2 America TV Network. What did you think of the finale?
Funny, sarcastic. Well, the first time I saw it, I was in Venice Beach working with Taya Shire on a movie.
Oh.
Saying I didn't get a chance. Yeah, she's my dear friend. We did about three projects together. And I didn't see it. So we were filming over in Westwood. The next day, I'm walking down Washington Boulevard, and TMZ came up to me and asked me what I think of the finale, and I looked at him and I said, I didn't see it. So I finally saw it later, and then with the reruns last week, I looked at it again, and last week it made sense to me. It made sense that it was like, okay, it's over. What else can I say? David Chase said it on stage last week. We were running out of ideas. Jimmy didn't want to do the show anymore. So you end it. How do you end it? Do you end it like Shane, the guy going off into the wilderness, or John Wayne in The Searchers? He ended it that way. That was his artistic choice. And it kind of makes sense. It just, the screen went to black, and everybody can make a conclusion in their own mind whether he got whacked or life went on. But I doubt very, very much that he got whacked, because the mob, as bad as they are, would have never killed him in front of his family.
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting point. But there are people who wrote theses on this for college, talking about, well, they mentioned earlier in the series, 3 o'clock. And the guy comes from the 3 o'clock angle, if he would have been coming out of the restroom there's so much. It's so rich. But, you know, we're out of time. I mean, you've got a big charity event tonight. So, again, you're really busy. And people should follow you on social media to follow your musical group, The Gangster Squad, right?
John Sayles did it in a couple of movies I saw. It's not the first time that's happened.
Oh.
I saw a movie with John Sayles with Chris Christopherson. Same thing happened. Chris was in a plane, and boom, screen went to black. So, you know, not an original idea.
Interesting choice. Well, hey, we wish you the best and hope you keep us up to date on all your projects, okay? Vinny Pastor from The Sopranos. Thanks so much.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns 3 times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get 3 bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just 2 capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's 4th down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
everyone. You are with America Trends on Biz Talk Radio and the U2 America TV network. I'm your host, Amy Fuller. Glad you are with us. We are joining our friend of the show, Tom DelBaccaro of PoliticalVanguard.com. You've probably seen him on, well, many networks and also seen his columns on Political Vanguard, Fox News, Forbes, etc. He is also the author of The Divided Era. So he's got quite the unique educated look at so many historical aspects of what politics is today. And so what I wanted to ask you, Tom, welcome back.
Well, great to be on. Thanks so much.
We're glad to have you. So, you know, just one of the latest things is Nancy Pelosi telling President Trump, I think you should not do the State of the Union now while the government is shut down. You know, several weeks of the shutdown, a partial shutdown so far. And some people do say, you know, it used to just be a written State of the Union, and then, you know, TV was born. What is the history of it, and what are your thoughts?
You know, that's a good point, that TV exists now.
Yeah.
It didn't exist when it was mainly in writing. Look, Trump's strong hand is directly appealing to voters, and Nancy's big fear is that Trump's going to say, you know, Nancy, you voted for this before. Here are the times you voted. And you know, Chuck, you voted for this before. Here are the times you voted. That's their fear. A little background. Washington gave the State of the Union in person. He was very understated with his voice at the time, and he didn't like to do it at all. John Adams, on the other hand, the only guy who wasn't in the army Jefferson wasn't, of the founders, who wasn't in the army. John Adams walked down the street with a sword, and Jefferson thought that was outrageous. He thought Adams was acting like he wanted to be a monarch. Of course, Jefferson used the term monocrat, meaning someone close to a monarchy. So Jefferson submitted them in writing. So if anyone tells you it used to be, yes, but originally it wasn't. And the reason why Jefferson did it is because he truly believed in smaller government. The chances of Trump doing that are roughly the same as me signing with the Yankees. And I will point out that I have asked, but it's not going to happen.
You've sought to be a part of the Yankees?
Well, yeah. Okay. Isn't that every New York kid's dream?
Sure.
So
we'll book you for another segment to get the background on that. But no, the thing is, though, I love having you on for the historical context, because people think, oh, it used to be so civilized. There was a lot of drama back then, too.
Yeah. Jefferson and Adams hated each other. And remember, back then, this is before the Reformation, in the sense that the vice president was campaigned and was a ticket. It was in those days they ran against each other, Jefferson and Adams, and the top two vote getters in the Electoral College were the president and vice president. Of course, we remember mm-hmm. Jefferson tied Burr. Burr caused a quote constitutional crisis and wouldn't defer. To Jefferson and for some period of time. So, but look, Trump, this is Trump's strong hand. He's going to go out there, and Nancy knows this, and she doesn't even get to make a decent rebuttal this time, because they're not going to put her back on for
decent
another
rebuttal.
Zoloft commercial. And so Trump's going to be able to have the national attention and say, look, this is why the wall matters. This is a problem for the Democrats. Support for the wall is going up. Even at the same time, some polls show Trump's being blamed for the shutdown. If Trump can push this a little bit farther, maybe we'll get that resolution that we should. This is easy, by the way. $2 billion for the wall, $3 billion for the wall. We'll do a compromise. We know the Democrats don't want this because they want to defeat Trump and they want him to back down. That's their sole goal. This is about 2020, not about the wall.
Gosh, what are the odds of that, though? And she said, just, I don't know if it was this morning, that she just said he's not getting it. And furthermore, it's an old way of thinking that we need. Walls are so antiquated. It's, you know, it's politically incorrect. It's probably racist. Who knows? But they certainly work. And again, I feel like the Democrats are gaslighting people when they try to say, oh, it's just, you know, you're just hating other ethnicities if you want this. It's so rude to Mexico if we put up a wall. Tom, you were the head of the Republican Party in California, one of the grounds zero for illegal immigration. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think that's funny that you use the term gaslighting. You're so American trending. Look, I think the reality is that everybody, every parent knows a wall or a gate or a fence and a gate works. Of course they work. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how much they work. The Democrats say, well, the wall only goes so far, so they go around it. Well, that implies that the portion there works. They're admitting that the portion that's there works. Of course it slows things down. Of course it works. And every time the Democrats say that to the broader majority, people know they're wrong. And as far as antiquated, I guarantee you, if we had a Great Wall of China between America and Mexico, we wouldn't have these problems.
The wall helped so much in San Diego. It helped illegal immigration. It helped cut crime, and it helped with commerce, so the two could go back and forth and do work.
Before you go any further,
yeah,
the Great Wall of China convinced the marauders to go east towards Europe and Turkey instead of continuing to fight China. Genghis Khan had to go, west towards Turkey and Europe instead of the wall. It had enormous implications historically. And walls work. It's been our policy for 20, 30 years. And we actually fund governments that we know are building walls. So it's absurd. And Trump's going to be able to point that out. That's why Nancy doesn't want it.
It's like they're trying to spin us up and just trying to get us to say, wait, of course walls work. You don't walk through walls in your house. You go through the doorway. So we've got these caravans forming. There's a new caravan of up to 2,000 that's come from Honduras, has crossed into Guatemala. People have been arrested already for their criminal records, and that's heading toward the border as well. And then two more caravans reportedly are forming. So, a couple months ago, the big one came up to 10,000, and Trump warned them not to come. And you had people like Barack Obama, people on the left saying, it's not real. What are you worrying about?
Yeah, actually, if there's a morality issue here, the morality issue is that it is amoral and shameful that the left is encouraging these people because they know the violence. They know that one in three women are raped, some multiple times. And the fact that they don't give a damn that that's going on and they're using them as political pawns, that's amoral.
And real quick, Tom, that stat is from Doctors Without Borders. It's not from the right. There have been some other stats that say 4 in 5 women are raped. But as you say, that's from Doctors Without Borders. And it's not just women who are raped. It's they take birth control beforehand because they expect to either have to trade or that they will be raped. And that's not just women. It's children as well.
Yeah, no, it's horrific. And the fact that the left turns a blind eye. Look, this is the same left that turns a blind eye to forced genital mutilation and doesn't talk against Islam and its practice and where it's practiced brutally. So we can expect this, but it still makes it immoral.
I want to talk to you a little bit about, we're going to hold you over and talk about the government shutdown and what it means and maybe what you think Trump should do next. But also a little bit about, because of your historical background, and this is one of your several books, The Divided Era. And I want to ask you about what immigration used to be like. You didn't just waltz. Once we got on our feet, you didn't just waltz into the United States of America. We're with Tom DelVaccaro, Political Vanguard. That's politicalvanguard.com. And you are with America Trends. We're back after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off
broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border and stop the criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis. Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border.
President Trump has visited the southern border in McAllen, Texas, in recent days and talked to Border Patrol, found out their concerns, and reiterated, we have your back. And there are such startling numbers we hear all the time. Back now, you're watching America Trends or listening to it on Biz Talk Radio. Watching on YouTube America, I'm Amy Fuller, and we're with Tom DelVaccaro of Political Vanguard. He is the author of The Divided Era, his latest book. And Tom, you know, again, we talked about Pelosi and people on the left trying to say this is, you know, it's just mean. We can solve all these things with hugs. But we have always had processes by which you would gain entry into the United States of America, no?
Yes, and some of it was pretty rough.
Yes,
When you, at the height of immigration and just after the turn of the 1900s, you were put in quarantine if you showed up to Ellis Island and you were sick. And the word quarantine relates to how it was administered in Venice, where you had to stay in a ship for 40 days before you were allowed onto the island, no matter who you were, because they didn't want any foreign diseases. The same thing occurred in the United States. If they saw you were sick, any hint of it, you were put in these holding cells. We need to remember that the reason why the Italians were Republicans between the 1880s and the early up until about 1922 or 3 was because the draconian immigration laws that were in favored in significant part by Democrats. But when and the worst of it came with Woodrow Wilson, and those immigration acts basically over time made it harder and harder for the Southern Europeans to reach America. And a quota system was set up that favored light-skinned people. So we've and the 1924 Act, by the way, had what would be considered today a English test. You had to be able to speak and write 40 words of English. That wouldn't be allowed today. Could you imagine the uproar today over that? And remember that it wasn't until really very recently that any immigrants could get government assistance for the first since the 1500s. Remember, when the pilgrims came here, they didn't come here for Medicare. They came here.
Are you kidding?
At the risk of death. Yeah. And now we find out that, depending on whose statistics, that some immigrants are, you know, 50% of immigrants are on assistance, and that number rises to as high as 70%. That's a sea change, by the way. Historically, people cannot underestimate how big a difference this is. If America turns away from being the land of opportunity and jobs to the land of government benefits, that is such an historic change and danger that no one can understate how that could eventually cause the United States to fiscally collapse.
Yeah, and I do invite people, go and look up the Immigration Act of 1924 and prior ones and see just what it was like. You know, learn a little more history. Why not pick up Tom's book, The Divided Era? I want to ask you, though, sometimes you see people say things like, oh, I went to the doctor and it cost this much copay, or my insurance doesn't even cover it. And people will say, oh, come over as an illegal and they'll pay for everything. Is that actually true, or are they being hyperbolic?
There's a little bit of hyperbolic, but remember, the first socialistic law is never the last. So when America, when a standard in America became you could not turn away people from emergency rooms, they socialized that. Then people were, no matter who you were, you could, you know, you got, your child could be born in here, and they couldn't turn you away.
They call it anchor baby, some people. I suppose that term is considered
politically
incorrect.
The average family of four, if you include public education in America, receives over $50,000 in government benefits a year, over $50,000. And those here illegally take part in a great amount of that same statistics. And that, of course, becomes unburdenable. Our governments today are projected in the 2019 to spend over $7 trillion, more like $7.5 trillion. A lot of that is public benefits. And yes, those here illegally take part in it, especially where we are in California.
So going back also to the issue of anchor baby, so to speak, there's always just so much argument over the Constitution didn't mean this, the amendments didn't mean that. What are your thoughts as someone who's studied history about what it actually means if someone is born here? Should they have these benefits, and do you think it'll change in the years to come?
Well, I think the broader issue right now, if I could, is this notion that open borders in the United States is the answer to world poverty. That is, in fact, not the case.
It's simple math, right? Maybe?
Yes. And it also, as a historical matter, regimes have exported their population that was troublesome to them. Even part of what you see with how Greece emerged as a world power was it didn't send its, quote, best citizens and orators and lawyers out to populate the islands of the Mediterranean. They tended to send discontents in that direction and others. Central America today has repressive regimes with poor economic growth, and their overall goal, they don't mind these caravans and these people leaving because these are troublesome signs for them, and if they can export them, that eases their burden, and they don't feel guilty or internationally shamed because the cost and the money related to them is no longer on their plate. And that's bad, and that's why we just can't allow it.
So, Rich, and we say this as one, maybe three altogether caravans are on their way to the southern border. Tom Del Vaccaro of Political Vanguard, thank you for being with us on America Trends. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thanks so much.
You bet.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for days.
decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Hey everyone, welcome back to America Trends. You are with the U2 America Network and Biz Talk Radio. I'm Amy Fuller, your host. Thanks for being with us. Would you please connect with us on social media? You can find us on Twitter at America Trends TV. I'm at Amy Fuller, and Amy spelled A-I-M-E-E. And also Facebook, Instagram, all the usual suspects. And as you see right there, look who it is. Vinnie Pastore, a.k.a. Salvador Bumpacero, who was an original cast member on The Sopranos. We thank him for coming on with us tonight. He has got a group called the Gangster Squad. They perform all around town, all around the country. And when I say town, I mean New York City, where he is. And they have a big performance tomorrow night. He's got a charity event tonight. He talked to us about all the things he's doing now and what it was like to be on that iconic series. So you can follow Vincent Pastore on social media as well. And we thank Tom DelVaccaro of Political Vanguard. That's politicalvanguard.com. We talked about the political headlines of the day. You can find him on that website, but also he's very active on social media, daily updates talking about the political headlines. Also Forbes.com, and he writes for FoxNews.com as well. Hey, finally tonight, True Detective and Mahershala Ali are trending like crazy. A, because of the hit HBO series, the premiere of season three of True Detective hit over the weekend, and people are very excited, saying it's back to its former glory after 3.5 years. Plus, Ali won at the Critics' Choice Award over the weekend for his role in Green Book. We're going to take a little look at the trailer for True Detective season three as we say adios, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
Before you ever knew me, I wasn't scared much. I wasn't a fearful man.
I'll be back before the sun goes down, you understand?
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir! Those kids. My kids. My wife. My whole brain's a bunch of missing pieces.
Mr. Hayes.
What?
Have you sat back over the last 2 decades and thought about the sheer number of fatalities surrounding this case? What happened?
Can I tell you a secret? I used to be something of a mess.
That might be the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
What about you? Your clip-on tie is as crazy as you get?
No, God, no. But I'd like to pretend normal with you for as long as I can.
Purple Haze, how you been, killer?
Woke up this morning after another one of those.
Will and Julie. I can't find them anywhere.
That's when it all started with the tail. It's panic. Right this
morning. I'm writing about the investigation now.
Everything is wrong. As much about us as anything.
But I think you use people.
Like we're all stories to you.
I'm not gonna stop, Wayne.
Oh, I guess it's a chain that binds.
It's like a thing staring right at us. Oh, I got that feeling myself. You know, it's just a case when I caught it. I know it'd be my last.
With you, I need to know everything.
Things you bit off not knowing. We don't stop, all right?
Finish it.
We'll be right back.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.